Welcome to Tell Me Something Good. Join us every week as we break down trends, share our personal journeys, and explore the world of wellness. It's going to be real, unfiltered, and above all else, we will always give you something good. 3, 2.
No, it's already.
I know. I know.
It was a 5 second countdown, too.
But I thought I was cool. Wait,
are you chewing gum during a recording?
Oh, God, I am.
Oh,
excuse
my
me.
Goodness.
It's gone. Dad.
Well, the gum was fine, but it's during the record, you know? You're on the mic.
That's not a good look. That's not what you're supposed to do. I thought it would
not
be perfect.
Not in our professional world.
All right. The gum is gone, everyone.
So what's cooking? What's shaking? What's good?
What's good? Well, my something good. And what's good is that my son found out about school for next year. We applied to private schools for him, which was quite a process. But yeah, we found out where he got in and decision about where to go. So it's a relief. He's going into high school. So this is not like colleges, not nearly the scale of that. But it's a relief nonetheless.
I think not even the better thing, but I think that a real positive is that he had the choice, right? It wasn't
he had a choice.
He got into all the schools.
Yes, that
was
great.
Something to be proud of.
Yep. Yeah. So that's.
Yeah, I know how stressful that's been for the last, 4 or 5 months longer?
Yeah, I mean, I think it started kind of almost a year ago, even.
Yeah.
But in the summer, I started really, you know, it's just, there's just a lot involved, you know.
Yeah, it sounded
like
a full-time job.
I can't even my God, college, I just can't even imagine that's going to be. This was like a warm-up, I would say, to college.
Yeah. Yeah, at least he's preparing him.
But yeah, it really did help prepare him because he had to go through a lot of the things that you have to do to get.
You go through all of this in another year or 2 years?
I would go through this again in 2 years for Leo. Assuming he wants to go private, he may want to go public, which is absolutely fine.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
How about you, HBU?
More children things, but my little nephew, I've got to get used to saying nephew, I keep saying niece. My nephew was born on Monday.
Congratulations.
Yeah, he's a little cute little peanut.
What's his name?
Maxim.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. My sister's husband's Russian, so.
Okay, yeah.
So they go in the Russian vibe, and it's another M, so we've got M&M.
Okay, that's awesome. Yeah,
and then Mason too, actually, there's 3 M's.
Aww.
Yeah, so very excited, you know.
Have you seen him in person yet?
Yeah, when I saw them the second night in the hospital and then took my mum over yesterday. So,
okay.
You know, and me and my mum went to an appointment and it was a bit of a rough one. So it was nice to cheer everyone up. Like she met the baby for the first time afterwards.
Yeah.
So it was cute.
Is she able to kind of understand
where
people are in relation to her and all
Okay. Yeah, so it was
so
a
that's
nice moment.
Yeah,
and
she, and that's wonderful.
When we were driving over there, we drove past where she lives. She's like, where are we going?
Good.
I'm like, surprise.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it's just, you know, nice breath of fresh air to the family.
Yeah,
my sister listens to this, so I shouldn't tell her what my plan is, but now I get to steal my niece away. Because they're distracted.
Oh, so my gosh. That's right. Is she two?
Yeah, she's two and
okay.
Change. Yeah.
That's a perfect split. That's what we did.
Yeah. Mace was three, so a little longer.
Okay, yeah.
It's a bit more independent. So that was kind of helpful. But you know, it's funny seeing them both in the throes of a brand new baby. Brought back a lot of memories.
Yeah. It's funny. John and I will look at, I was looking the other day at pictures from right before we bought this house and we were waiting to close. We lived in a rental. And there's a picture of the three boys on a couch together. And Will's like, he's really young. He's probably 6 months old. So he's in his diaper, you know? And I was like, how the hell did we do that? Like, what in God's name are we thinking? Like, you don't realize when you're in the thick of it, like, you know, it's a lot, but you don't quite realize. And then when you look back on it, you know, it's like, oh my God.
You know, someone told me once, a while back, that the reason that you are so sleep deprived, it's nature's way of making you forget how rough it was.
I fully believe that because I really do remember a lot.
Yeah. And I mean, maybe it's not to do with the sleep thing, but I do think that there is some biological reason that we we kind of do forget.
For sure. Like, yeah. I think childbirth, like, women, yeah, I mean, you know, you don't that, really, you remember, but you also don't.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Well, don't you, afterwards, then you get hit with all these hormones.
Yeah.
And I think that's another thing I heard a while back.
Yeah.
But that's that, like, rush of hormones is to make you forget how horrible the experience was, so you don't think anything of doing it again.
Yeah. I believe it.
But yeah, so I mean, it's just beautiful having another little one in the family.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Cousins.
Yeah. And it's nice that we live close to each other too. Yeah. Cause you know, when we grew up, we have cousins in Australia and over here. So, you know, I've got cousins, one cousin in Australia I've never met before. And I met one for the first time last year.
Yeah. I mean, that's so far. Like,
yeah. So yeah, it's nice that we've got a little nucleus in Jersey.
Aww,
yeah.
Sorry, my nose is like running.
So I feel like everyone's is today. Everyone I've seen today is like,
I don't know what it is. It's just, yeah. I'm not sick, but
yeah, it's anyway. Cold air.
But that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right. What are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about shortcuts and how they are affecting our health and just our daily lives. And I kind of called it like a shortcut. I feel like we live in a shortcut society, and yeah. I've been thinking about this a lot lately. But what triggered it, and I sent this to Paolo, was an article or an interview this week with the CEO of Kellogg, the cereal company, and he basically said, you know, I'm paraphrasing here. You can easily Google it and find the interview. He basically said that a way to help fight, you know, because people said cereal's getting more expensive, like, you know, how are you dealing with that as a company? And he was saying, well, you know, we do recognize that, and one of the areas where we're expanding is cereal for dinner. We're seeing, you know, a lot of progress for that, and if you are struggling financially, like, you can just have cereal for dinner.
Yeah, like, and let me just, I'm not gonna explode on the guy because I'm a man of composure. But cereal is literally like the least nutrient dense food there is.
Yeah.
And
not to mention it has glyphosate on it.
Yeah, so we should touch on that.
Yes.
So you want to explain?
Glyphosate is essentially, and I don't know like the scientific compound behind it, but I believe it's what they use to spray crops.
Yeah.
And it is in the foods, it is in our food supply. Yeah. And the less processed food you eat, the more you can guarantee there's glyphosate in it.
Yes.
And cereal is just a kind of like known to be really, really heavy in glyphosate.
Yeah, because they just literally take the grain and make the cereal about
right.
Out of the
rent. And they don't give a like.
Yeah.
Also, I would say cereal companies are notorious for just like, I mean, think about marketing behind cereal. Mm-hmm. It's so horrible. It's
well, this is why I've always given you shit about milk, because that's just full of glyphosate too. Oatmeal, anything with oats.
I have cut down the oatmeal. Yeah. It's like
but so there's actually something interesting about Mr. Kellogg, that he created cornflakes as a means of reducing testosterone levels in men.
In like the original creator, the original founder.
So they were created essentially with that aim. There's a whole story behind that that we won't go into.
Wow, I had no idea.
Right. So, you know, going back to the original point, eating cereal at all, I really don't recommend it. And, you know, obviously it is economical, but they make it that way for a reason, you know?
But, and it's also like not, I mean, cereal, just the prices of cereal are rising dramatically. Yeah. And what's in there, the amount of product in the boxes is decreasing.
Right.
It's actually much cheaper to have, and this is like part of the discussion, you know, that we'll have, but it's like much cheaper to have. There's a lot of other things that are a lot cheaper that you can have than cereal. Well, like fruit.
Oh, well, yes.
And,
yes,
you know,
yes.
Like things that are not processed.
Well, yeah. And actually, if you think about it, when I did eat cereal, when they show you the serving sizes, it's like, no one's eating that little. They're eating three or four servings at once.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, don't get me wrong. I used to pound cereal as a kid. And,
yeah. And my son, you know, my oldest son eats his cereal in the morning. He loves it.
And don't be fooled by the marketing, and there is no cereal that's healthy for you. I will die on that hill.
Yeah.
It really is not any kind of nutrient dense food that you should be considering in your diet. And, you know, going back to the broader topic of today's episode, it's just a way of shortcutting.
Exactly.
As you said, there are cheaper alternatives like fruit. I mean, there's even, I mean, I do recommend buying organic, grass-fed, local produce from, you know, I'd go direct to the farm. If that's not affordable, just eating commercial meat is better than,
I agree.
Just get some ground beef, make burgers, do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that was just appalling.
Appalling.
What that guy is saying. And you made the point as well when we talked about it, how out of touch.
Yes, exactly. You know, well, they were saying it's similar to Marie Antoinette being like, let them eat cake.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so, so insanely out of touch. You know, like, it makes me so angry. It's like, I wish somebody had started grilling him about like food deserts and like, what are you doing to help low income? You know, what are you helping to do low? I mean, I think essentially they were asking him, what are you doing to help low income folks deal with inflation and the rising cost of your products? And he essentially was like, well, you can save money by just having cereal for dinner instead of buying proper like dinner food.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So that's what this discussion came from. And I have been thinking about shortcuts lately because I just, you know, thinking about the world of instant gratification and like I've started this, I mean, it's been probably 3 years now that I've been getting groceries delivered. And I realized the other day that it's like, it feels like it's a pain for me to have to go to like in person to a store.
Yeah.
And like get groceries, which is so absurd because I grew up, like I've always, you know, in the past, it's a privilege to be able to go buy groceries in person, you know, that I could even afford to walk into a grocery store and get food, you know, at my leisure is a privilege. But I feel like it just takes too long. I could be doing all these other things, you know, while the groceries are being delivered. It's essentially a shortcut. And I'm not saying it's bad to have your groceries delivered, but I'm just saying like it's so common these days to, and some of these shortcuts are great. Like, does it save me time? Yes. But it's interesting because it almost has kind of just seeped into like my psyche. So if I have to go, you know, I don't know, like if I had to go buy a one-off thing at, let's say I had to buy something at the pharmacy, but I knew Target would have it. I would probably just place an order for groceries and include it in that order so I don't have to go to Target, you know, which is a shortcut.
Well, yeah, but you can make that one work in your benefit, right? Like you said.
Yeah.
I saw this very successful businesswoman saying, like, if you don't use Instacart, then you're not valuing your time enough.
That's
true.
That,
right? But I think where the shortcut is a negative in that respect is you're almost kind of removed from the choices that you're making when it comes to nutrition. You're not the one who's picking out. And that's one reason I kind of stopped using Instacart so much. I use it for more like paper towels and things like that.
Yeah.
They would always pick crappy versions of fruit, you know.
Yes.
So
you're very far removed.
Yeah.
And it's... Yeah, I just hadn't really thought about it until I was in like Whole Foods the other day, and I hadn't been in the store in so long. I was like, "Oh my gosh, this is strange!" Like it's bothersome that this feels so strange to be in an actual grocery store.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I probably go into a grocery store once every 2 weeks, really.
Yeah.
Like I said, I go every week to the farm, and then I'll Instacart anything else. I'm not. Yeah, same thing, kind of a bit strange these days.
I think also it can become insidious because it can lead to this, and this might be a stretch for me, but like one of the things I think about is like my social anxiety has definitely increased in recent years. And I have no idea if that's like hormonal, pandemic. Like I'm sure a lot of it is the pandemic.
Yeah.
But I also wonder if part of it is like I'm not like leaving the house that much because it's so easy to just like, I'm not interacting with people because it's so easy to just have everything delivered. Right. So it's like when I do have to interact with people, it's making me anxious.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want it to seem like I never, ever leave my house. I'm not a complete hermit, trust me, but I don't know. These are just the things I think about, and just how easy it is. And so everything's so easy, right? And it leads us to not be thinking about our choices. And I think cereal, you know, something like cereal is easy and it is a shortcut, but it's also more expensive.
Yeah. And I think you have to be more, it really comes down to being more thoughtful, right?
Yeah.
Because the easy choice, the shortcut is always going to be, it's just how we're wired. We always want, Dave Asprey has this great book. It was his latest one. I think it's called Work Smarter, Not Harder. Mm-hmm. And the whole premise of the book is you leverage your brain and your body's desire to go for the shortest, quickest route.
Yeah.
And you make that, that treatment or that, you know, for example, he has this, he has these gyms called Upgrade Labs. He himself only works out about 20 minutes a week now. He uses AI in the machines, the exact minimal effective dose, and that's all he does. But that's how he stays consistent. So it's really about kind of identifying where you are taking those shortcuts and kind of putting something there so that the shortcut actually is still a healthy option. For example, right. Meal prepping is probably a good example of that.
Yeah, that's right? A great example.
Always having something on hand, or if you know you're not going to cook, then have, I don't like ready-made meals necessarily, but have things like yogurt available or
just pre-cook. Like I think you do this, like make your like ground beef. You could easily do that on a Sunday and just put it.
I mean, it depends where I'll be if I need stuff like that, but yeah, just have, identify where you're, I don't like the word weakness, but where you're falling short and kind of put something there so that it removes the need to be taking shortcuts.
Right. Exactly. You know? Right. Because the trouble is when you're kind of, you're already hungry and then there's nothing there and you want it fast.
Yeah.
And so I think like that leads to another, you know, instant gratification is such a huge part of our culture now. And I definitely admit that I get caught up in that, but I think, you know, maybe one wouldn't want a meal prep because you just, you know, seems overwhelming and you just want it quickly. Even though I feel like with meal prep, it's like, you know, a bunch of batched work, maybe you can, you know, maybe it's only an hour to like really save time throughout the week. But, yeah, instant gratification is just like,
see that, I mean, that the instant gratification really, you see that a lot with fitness.
Yeah, so talk about that.
Well, I mean, it's how there's so many online trainers now, because the way that their programs are set up is you feel the burn and maybe you'll, you know, if you do this, you know, very restrictive diet, you'll lose a bunch of water weight and weight. So you're getting that instant gratification, but then the wheels fall off because it's not sustainable.
Yeah.
So the exercise isn't sustainable. The diet's certainly not sustainable.
Yeah.
So then you end up in a position where, I mean, the best example is the Biggest Loser candidates.
Mm.
They all just drive their metabolisms down. They're doing these, I mean, you see what they do.
Yeah.
It's so unsustainable.
It's,
and then they can't keep up with it and they put all the weight back on.
Yeah.
But it's because they're searching for that quick fix. Same, you know, we really need to do our episode about Ozempic, but it's the same thing. People want the quick fix. They don't want to do the work with it. So then you end up in a position where you're in this cycle all the time, just chasing the next thing and the next thing, and you're not actually helping yourself.
Yep, I agree.
So, you know, you have to find a way of getting out of that mindset that things are going to happen overnight.
Yeah.
And fitness really is, I'd say you see that more than with the diet. Well, I think dieting is more that people just are very restrictive, right? Like, They just put these crazy, I mean, it's restriction. They're just, you know, you eat way less than you should for a couple of weeks. You lose all that weight.
Because they want to see it fast. They want to see the results fast.
Yeah.
Right. But it doesn't work that way. Like you have to be, if you're losing, you know, even if you're losing like 2 pounds a week, that's a lot.
Yeah.
If you're
even
losing
half a pound a week.
1 pound a week. Half a pound a week, great, you know, but it's like people aren't willing to like do that over the course of 6 months to a year. You know, and I think that's what also like with health coaching, people just want to see results within, like, let's say you do a 3-month program. They want to see dramatic results within 3 months,
yeah.
which isn't really realistic no matter who you are. And anybody could say, you know, like, okay, here's my plan. Like, you're going to eat what depends on what weight you are. But like, let's say you're an average weight, you're going to eat, you know, 2000 calories a day. Like, well, yeah, like there's going to lose a lot of weight really quickly, but
yeah,
and it's going to come back.
Something you should be aware of, dear listeners, is when you see all of these, before and after pictures on social media or whatever, if there's a landing page you end up on, what these guys typically do, guys and girls, is they will take the clients that are genetically gifted to respond really well to any kind of stimulus.
Right.
So there's maybe like 1 out of 100 people that they train that end up looking like that. So they train a few hundred people, they have a few examples. The reality is the rest of the people they're training and that are following their protocols are having much slower progress and less dramatic progress. So, you know, while losing 5 pounds is great, you're not going to see this like flub to being cut.
Yeah.
You're just not going to see that.
I feel like Oprah's kind of an example because I was thinking about this. Yeah. She posted a picture today. She looked amazing. Like it was from the back and her waist looks like, I mean, she's on a GLP-1. Her waist is tiny. I mean, tiny. She looks great, but it's like, I noticed that she was losing weight slowly and consistently. And she was talking about how, like a while ago, she was talking about how she would never do a GLP-1. And she was just like, she completely changed her eating habits. And she was just slowly but surely shedding the weight, which I thought was great. But then you saw a dramatic change very quickly when she started the GLP-1. I'd say it happened within a month, maybe two. You know, I think it's good that she put in that work beforehand. Yeah. Hopefully that will buttress, you know, because you can't, there's like muscle mass that you're going to lose and that kind of stuff. So you have to have the right habits in place.
Yeah.
But again, it's not, if something looks too good or too easy to be true, it probably is.
Yeah. There's always a cost with a quick fix.
Yeah. Always.
Always. Diet, fitness is always a cost. I mean, the Ozempic example is the best one that you're seeing all these people lose muscle mass because they're not doing the exercise. So the actual weight they're losing is not good weight. So yes, the scale might be moving, but you've lost muscle mass and now your metabolism is going to be ground to a halt. You're going to end up putting more weight back on. And
unless
you
stay on it forever.
Yeah, but you may end up, I'd be interested to see in the next year or two, are those people who are still on it, now they've got no muscle mass, what's going to happen to their metabolisms?
Yeah, I know. I don't know enough about it.
Even further down the road, you end up having joint issues. So then maybe you can't move around as much. You're not as mobile. So you're sitting down and, you know, you're not burning the calories moving. There's all kinds of costs that you don't think about just because you're chasing that quick fix. So what may have taken 6 months to a year took you 3 or 4 weeks. But then look at what happens in 5, 10 years and, you know, the time it will take to recover from, if you can recover from it.
Yeah. So I think the thing to keep in mind is like patience and just remembering that these things take time and making good choices about nutrition and food requires thoughtfulness. It may require a little bit of preparation up front, but, you know, in the long run, it's worth it. And, processed foods are always going to be a shortcut, but the cost is going to be your health and you will pay later through hospital bills or, you know.
I think one way of preventing, I'm really speaking from personal experience, of preventing the shortcuts coming into play is if you remove foods with seed oils in from your diet, your options for that shortcut become a lot smaller.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is there to eat if there's not canola oil, sunflower oil, even olive oil? There really is nothing you can eat that's not prepared already. So you have to cook.
Yeah.
And you just find things. I mean, eggs is my default.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can make them in so many ways. It's got all the amino acids. It's a complete protein and it's quick and easy.
Yeah.
So really, something I'll often shake my head and say to myself, what are you doing? Like, you don't have 5 minutes to cook this really quick. You're that desperate to get the fix.
Right. Like if you really think about it, it's like, oh,
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, people will get in their car, 10 minutes to a liquor store, 10 minutes back to get a bottle of wine or some beer or some whiskey or whatever. So that's 25, 30 minutes mm-hmm. all in,
mm-hmm.
but they won't spend that time to cook.
Right.
Right. Like yeah. you prioritize your time.
And I don't cook as much. And yeah. that's another thing I've been thinking about. I've been kind of like, God, is that, I don't know if this might be part of it. Because yeah. sometimes I really do feel like, oh, I don't have, you know, part of it I think is like just from when my kids were younger and it was really hard to cook with them underfoot.
Yes.
But part of it is like, I don't know. Once you get in the groove of like buying things that are convenient, it's like, yeah. oh, well, why cook when I can just take this shortcut? So I think like, you know, it can be hard, but you almost have to cut those out.
Yeah. I forget who said it, but it was like, first it was, we'll cook the food for you, but you have to come and get it.
Yeah.
Now it's, we'll cook the food for you and bring it to you. You've got DoorDash and Uber Eats.
Yeah. And there's this fact, Factor. I thought that was going to be the end all be all because it's a nationwide company, I think. And they literally like the food is prepared. It's not like you're cooking. It's prepared. They deliver it to you. Comes in these great little like trays.
Yeah.
I was like, this is it. This is it. Really? I mean, John like refused to eat it. It did not taste that good. Like it tasted a little weird. Right. And they listed the ingredients, but like, I know that there was more in there than they were listing. And some of it like tasted, you know, they come in plastic containers, they're covered with plastic. I have no idea what went into the preparation of this food. Yeah. And like in the end, some of it tasted, you know, pretty bad and like just weird in a scary way, like a plasticky way. And then some of it just like kind of made me sick, which isn't good.
No.
So that, yeah, like that's a shortcut that just did not, but I'm like, I'm caught in it too. I admit it. I'm just like, where can I find a shortcut?
I mean, I'm even thinking tonight, I'm like, do I really want to cook?
Oh yeah. Friday. We'll fully order.
DoorDash. Yeah.
We will fully. And like, now, we live in an urban, I mean, we live yeah. in a, Paolo and I both live in urban areas where like, it's just, it's very easy.
Yeah.
It's too easy.
Now I'm not saying there's anything wrong with, convenience and or saving time, right? There are times where it's convenient, but I think the broader point is if you are chasing or looking for a solution to a problem you have, taking a shortcut consistently is not the way to do it. So sure, DoorDash once or twice a week if it saves you time, but even more importantly than that, know where you're ordering from. There's like two places I will order from because I know I've seen them cook the stuff, so I know they're not using seed oils.
Yeah.
And that's that. And you know, but if you're doing it every day and you're not losing the weight you want to lose, or you're not gaining the weight you want to gain from mm-hmm. exercise, then mm-hmm. maybe stop trying to take the shortcut.
Yeah. Yep. Cause you can tell too by the way you feel. Like
yeah.
I mean, I know that like when I eat processed food or when I eat like pre-prepared food, even though it is so damn convenient, like I feel different, you mm-hmm. know, and like we're coming into the spring, which will be very busy. And I probably will rely on it more because, you know, I'm going to have to, cause I'm going to have three kids that have practices at different times. So if I don't, nobody's going to eat yeah. dinner, but like, other than that, you know, I'm going to try not to.
Yeah.
I think another thing too is, I guess this is a little bit about exercise, but I do think this kind of shortcut society and economy leads to a sedentary lifestyle.
Yeah.
Right. So instead of like moving my body and getting up and like going and doing stuff, I can get it delivered to me, you know, which again is in a lot of ways is great, but like, it's not like during that time I'm like speed walking and exercising the whole yeah. time, you know, like some of it, I am just like sitting around and I could be like in movement that whole time,
yeah.
but I'm not.
I guess one way of trying to combat that is, all right, if I'm saving 30 minutes by using DoorDash, I need to buy that time and use it doing something non-sedentary, you know,
right.
Or maybe I'll meal prep for 3 days out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm doing with that time. Instead of, all right, I bought myself 30 minutes, maybe I'll sit and scroll on Instagram.
Exactly.
Or whatever, right?
See,
that's one way of getting around it is, all right, if I'm buying some time back, maybe I should spend it doing something productive and that's not a shortcut.
Exactly. But I think most people think of it just as life now.
Yeah.
Right? They're just like, well, this is the way it is. Like, I'm not buying back time because it's just the way it is. Like one thing I'm really trying to do, and I know that you poo-poo this a little bit, but I'm trying to really like start walking more and even thinking
about... I love walking.
Yeah.
I poo-poo it.
Well, and you're like, that's not real exercise.
No. If you need, you still
it's not
need
the
to...
only thing I'm doing.
Yeah.
Well, that's debatable. No, I am doing other exercise, but as I like, don't make contact with them. But I'm trying to walk more just to get myself, you know, I bought one of those walking pads and I tried to make a rule with myself that says if I'm scrolling on social media, I have to be walking, even if I'm walking around the house or just like pacing. And that actually like keeps me moving. You'd be surprised. Like if you really think about how much time you're sedentary, if you like just take a day to focus on it, it's kind of crazy. Like at least for me, it was, especially I think, and I don't have a full-time job where I sit down and work. So I would guess, you know, I move more than maybe if, you know, you're at a, you know, corporate environment and you're at a desk job, but it's still like, you know, I just was really surprised.
I think, if you take a day or two and just really audit your time and do it honestly, like really look at what you're doing every 30 minutes, how you're spending your time. I think then you can identify the shortcuts you're taking and maybe even figure out why am I taking those? And then that's how you can change your lifestyle, because people always ask me how I fit so much in, all the things I have going on. And it's just because I've identified where I would have wasted time before.
Yeah.
You know, if you're spending 2 or 3 hours a day watching Netflix, which a lot of people do, or just, you know, watching TV, then, you know, why don't you take 2 of those hours and meal prep or
like if you really want to watch TV, get a walking pad and walk while you're watching.
Yeah. You know? Watch it while you're meal prepping.
Yeah, or watch it while you're, because you can do that today.
I'm saying meal prepping. I really don't meal prep. I've never liked it. I don't really like how food tastes after you've cooked it and let it sit. But I also don't at this point have a problem with cooking every day. So,
and I think meal prep can mean, like, it doesn't have to mean like you're in your kitchen and like cooking like these gourmet meals. Meal prep can mean I'm slicing my vegetables and putting them in Tupperware.
Well,
I am, or I'm putting in glass, beautiful glass containers. I am, you know, I washed the grapes, I cut up some fruit, and I sauteed some ground beef and put it in a container to put in salads or whatever. Done. Like, that's food.
Even,
that's meal prep.
Yeah, I would even go a step back. Just knowing what you're going to eat.
Great. Yep.
I think that was a big change for me, is just kind of knowing what, and I eat the same thing every day really, but knowing what you're going to eat removes any temptation for a shortcut.
Yes.
Because
that's
you're like,
huge.
Well, I already have it. Spent the money. I'll do it.
Yeah. And sticking to it.
Yeah.
Like that's another thing. You can make a plan and then like order, you know, but.
And listen.
Nobody's perfect.
No one's perfect. And there are many times where I will take a shortcut, but it's that 80-20 rule.
Yeah, 100%.
If you're not adhering to a plan you have for yourself the majority of the time, then that's when you need to start considering, all right, are these shortcuts I'm taking helping me?
Yeah.
And most of the time, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you know, chasing that quick fix, instant gratification, it's not good for you.
It's not. And I think, you know, once you really start, I think I would just say a takeaway from this episode would be like, really think about this concept and think about your life, do an audit of your days and see if this has affected you as well. Cause I know it's affected me and I didn't really notice it until I really like started thinking about it.
And the good news is it's easy to change once you've identified.
Yes.
And that's why I really like the time auditing. That really helped me when I did it years ago of like, all right, I say I don't have time for this, but is that really true?
Yeah.
And most of the time it's not true.
Yep.
You just, you're giving time to other things that aren't helping you.
Yep. Like my kids will, the other day, one of my kids wanted a haircut and it's right in the village. We can walk to it. It takes 10 minutes maybe. And I always just drive them because I don't even think about, I'm just like, we don't have time to walk. Seems like it would take so long, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
We had the time. So I was like, wait a minute, why don't we just walk?
Yeah.
Right? Because, like, otherwise, that time probably, I mean, I guarantee you, you know, somebody's going to be on Fortnite. It's not going to be me.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I'd like to think I'm doing something wildly productive, but, you know, I doubt I'm walking.
That's the thing, though. It's just talking of kids, right? We all know getting kids in the car to go somewhere takes way longer than it should if it was just you going by yourself.
Right.
So that would be an instance where I'm like, all right, I'm just going to order that and have it delivered.
Mm-hmm.
But it's then, what do you do with that time in that you've saved?
Yeah.
And I think that's where people screw up, because mm-hmm. they're not using that time wisely.
Yeah.
So yeah, order your time, identify the shortcuts you're taking, and then kind of put fail safes in place so that when you take the shortcut, it's a good one.
Yeah, exactly. And like, just really think about, you know, if they're serving you.
Yeah. Yeah. And listen, I work, my workouts are 20, 25 minutes. They always have been. Mm-hmm. I'm not one of these people that's in the gym for 2 hours a day.
Right.
It's not practical. It's not sustainable. And truthfully, it's not beneficial.
Well, it's actually not, because your cortisol
yeah,
is once you clearly hit about, like spiking.
Yeah. Once you hit 30, 35 minutes, you're hitting diminishing returns. Your cortisol yeah. levels spike and your growth hormones drop. So yeah. What are you doing?
By the way, how do I know when our cortisol spikes? Because we track our... I have a Ring. Paolo, you have a...
I was. I don't...
Oh, you're not anymore?
No, I do it intermittently.
Do you know Apple, by the way, is... They've had a patent for a Ring yeah. for 10 years. And they're going to come out with it soon. It's going to be... It's going to be beyond. So don't buy an Aura Ring.
Oh, careful. We might... You just knocked a potential sponsor off the table.
They're apparently... They're, well, never mind. I guess I won't say it. I don't want to get a lawsuit, but...
Well, no.
Their customer service... Allegedly, their customer service is like... Aura Ring's customer service is horrible. And they made a big mistake by not patenting this technology. Because now, I think... Samsung has a Ring. Apparently, it's not great. There's another company that has one that's actually like... somewhat competitive with the Aura Ring, but Apple's, from what I understand, is going to be like amazing.
Well, I wonder if their patent lawsuit with the oxygen sensor is going to affect that, if they've put the same thing in.
I wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. So that's how, like, you know, and again, that's another episode about tracking.
Yeah. But
you know, it's just
generally
good things
speaking,
to think about.
It's always around the same amount of time. Yeah. So,
yeah.
In that instance, a quick fix is good. It's just knowing the right yeah. intensity.
That's right. That's know? Right.
All right. We're kind of at the end of the ideal amount.
Yeah, that's good.
Anything you want to add before we wrap it up?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so. I'm going to go take the easy road downtown, take a shortcut. Isn't that great? I really wanted to like figure out a better way to do that, but
what? It
didn't work. Like, put the word shortcut
oh.
in something.
Well, you took a shortcut. You didn't spend the time to think about it.
That's right. There you go. See,
because you wanted the instant gratification.
I wanted it. That's right. There you go.
No,
exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
All right. Bye. That's what she said.
I'm so glad I didn't stop recording.
You didn't?
You filth.